In today's podcast, we're reading from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The burden of responsibility and leadership can often be very heavy and very tiring, even for the best of leaders. Now, here in Isaiah chapter 9, the people of God were pointed to one that would be greater than even King David himself and the leadership that he exercised during his very famous and well-known reign. They were pointed to the greater than David. They were pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and upon his shoulders, the Bible says, the government would rest and would be seen. Now, the astonishing thing about Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 is that this is predicted concerning Christ with reference to his childhood. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Quite a remarkable statement, isn't it, that we find here in Holy Scripture, in this prophecy of Isaiah. The hopes of all that would rest upon the Saviour himself, and this to be seen as he's born into this world. And there he is as the Holy Child, the Lord Jesus himself. It's very fitting then that accompanying this great promise and statement of the government resting upon the shoulders of this son, upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that we then have a succession of names which are given, which are attributed to him, and what names these really are. There in verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9, he's called the Mighty God. There's no doubt as to who the Son of God is, no doubt to his eternal nature. He's the Mighty God. He's called the Everlasting Father, referencing therefore the one who has always been with respect to his deity as the Eternal Son. And he's the Prince of Peace in a world filled with much unrest and need, and the need of reconciliation between holy God and between sinful men. Here is the one who is the King of Kings. He's called the Prince of Peace. However, we also know that the verse starts out by telling us that he is the Wonderful One. He is the Counselor. Some people believe that these words actually belong together, and so in some translations you'll find that there isn't a comma between Wonderful Counselor. It simply reads Wonderful Counselor. Or as we have here in the Authorised Version, it is Wonderful and then you have a break and Counselor. I don't personally believe that it matters either or, because it's the same truth which is being established. We might certainly pause in our meditation and think of him in the capacity of one who is simply wonderful. Wonderful in all of his ways, wonderful in all of his attributes. Or we may think of this word qualifying this office, we might say, of being counsellor. He is the Wonderful Counsellor. This Christmas, and I must add really at every stage of the year, God's people stand in need of the Wonderful Counsellor. And thank God we can turn to him at such times and at all times and find one that would lead us and who will guide us in the way in which we should go. So let's think about counsel at Christmas this year. First of all, in Christ, in our Saviour, we have a trusted counsellor. I'm sure we all have someone that we turn to by way of a friendship. When we need to confide in someone, we need to trust in someone, we need to unload our burden to someone, then we go to that certain individual who is a close friend to us. We know we can trust him. We can trust him maybe with our secrets, with our fears, our worries, whatever the situation may be. We have an individual I trust that we can go to. But even if you can't think of someone, and maybe over the course of the year or your life you found how people have let you down one after the other, then we have to remind ourselves that even if that be the case, we have in the Lord Jesus Christ one who is described and referred to as the Wonderful Counselor. I believe from what I can tell from the scripture that this word counselor certainly has the aspect of a reference to Old Testament times where kings would seek out a most trusted advisor. want to come alongside, want to get a word for their situation. And even today, earthly kings and queens and rulers and leaders will seek out advisors for decisions which they have to make. It's quite a reasonable thing to do. As believers, we don't need to seek out an earthly person to guide us in the ways of righteousness. We have in our Christ a wonderful counselor, the wonderful counselor. And furthermore, the Lord as king doesn't seek out advisors for himself. The Lord doesn't go outside of himself, we might say, to seek advice and counsel. Our Lord Jesus Christ is incarnate wisdom. He's called the wisdom and power of God. He proves himself, dear Christian, to be faithful at all times. We can trust him. Then we might say that in his word, we have his revealed counsel. We're not to be looking outside the scripture for the counsel of God. Certainly as a pastor and a minister of the gospel, I'd be more than happy to advise you and counsel you in any situation of life. But I must say that all my counsel will be derived from Holy Scripture. All decisions, all opinions, all thoughts, all inclinations drawn from the Word of God. And dear Christian, remember this year, do not neglect the scriptures at any stage, whether it's the end of 2020, whether it's the beginning of 2021. Let this not be a forgotten book in your life and within your family. Peruse its pages, search the scriptures. Realize that page after page, chapter after chapter, book after book, God has given you wonderful counsel. This is the light to light your way. This is the guide for your pathway. Furthermore, we might say that his counsel is timely and it is best. We've all suffered from bad advice. And sometimes we've had maybe good advice at the wrong time. It's not always easy to get the right combination. Isn't it wonderful to think that with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, you have the best counsel, you have the best instruction, you have the best leading at always the right time. God gives us his word and there's no mistake as to the content and as to the timing as well. His timing is always best. We might think we need certain advice at a certain time and the Lord may be silent on the matter. We must trust him and not ourselves. And then lastly, his counsel must be sought. It must be turned to. It must be rested upon. No use us saying that we have a wonderful counselor and a mighty God and one whom we can trust at all times and never going to him. This year at Christmas and again throughout the course of the following year, I urge you and I encourage you to seek the Lord, to cast your cares to him, to find in him all the counsel and guidance that you need. And may you say, as the believers were told many years ago, and as we think about especially this time of year, with our Lord Jesus Christ and in remembrance of the incarnation, we have a wonderful counselor.